Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Joel McCord, WYPR's news director, sitting in for Fraser Smith. My guest today is veteran reporter Karen Hassler of the WYPR news team. Karen, President Trump has promised major repairs to roads, bridges, ports, and such, but there's the question of how to pay for it. And it appears that John Delaney, Maryland's Democratic congressman from the 6th District, has a plan that could fit the bill. It even involves tax cuts. Tell us about it.
Yeah, somehow this is a brainstorm. Came up with an idea that you can cut taxes and have money to spend to fix highways and bridges and so forth. This is a thing that he's been working on, John Delaney, for at least 4 years. In the last Congress, he had up to 80 co-sponsors, half Democrat, half Republican, because it seems like such a great deal. We have all this need and not so much money, but there is a whole lot of tax money that's sitting offshore in a sham headquarters from companies that are trying to avoid paying high U.S. taxes.
So how does he get this money?
Well, what happens is there would be a one-time cut of this tax is 35%, so that's pretty darn high. No wonder they're offshore. But one time they would cut it by two-thirds, but it would be mandatory, so they'd really have to pay it. It's something like $2 trillion, and they would use that in various ways to finance construction and, you know, electrical grids, all sorts of things. Some of it would be bonds, some of it would be easy credit, some of it would just be grants to this, you know, state and local governments.
So in other words, if Joel McCord, Inc. Has zillions of dollars stashed away in the Cayman Islands.
The Caymans, exactly right.
Right. We'd have to pay tax on that.
Yeah. The idea is it's not like they could just say, oh, well, we're not going to pay the, you know, the one-third tax either. You know, forget about it. No, that would be a lot harder for them to operate without doing that.
Now the congressman has a number of Republican co-sponsors, right?
He does. They have just reintroduced the legislation in this new Congress. He actually came up with this idea like 4 years ago.
Right.
And it had gotten, as I mentioned, the 80-some-odd co-sponsors during that time, including one of the supporters is Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House. I mean, he's not a co-sponsor, but he likes this idea, as does actually, in a certain way, President Trump hasn't said anything about this proposal, but he wants to get that offshore tax money home. And as you said in his inaugural address, he promised quite an extensive repair and rebuild effort in the country.
So this sounds like it has a good chance of passing.
Well, you know, it looks like it has the potential. President Trump has not specifically endorsed it.
No tweets yet.
And the politics of his administration are unfolding day by day, it's hard to see anything but divisiveness. But as Delaney says, the need for this is so great, and we all see it every day driving down these roads and crossing these bridges and so on. The need is so great, and he thinks ultimately what will happen is the Democrats will support it on the merits, and the Republicans will support it because Trump tells them to.
Okay, Karen, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
With Karen Hassler, I'm Joel McCord, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.